Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
It was the Week 10 matchup of the Reef Stompers and the Roughland Ridgebacks. The match was tied at one game apiece, and the deciding round was capture the flag. There were still 2 weeks till the end of the season, and two spots remained for the championship tournament. The fur-covered nightmare beast came straight at Pete. Four massive legs supporting a 7-ton body, mostly covered in battered blue composite armor, decorated with scratched and gouged advertising logos. Its rider, a tiny Quith leader, dressed in matching blue armor and carrying a long lance, was screaming at the creature. His voice lost in the roar of the crowd. The beast's hooked armor-covered pedipalps were almost as big as the legs. Those pedipalps reached forward, twitched, ready to grab prey, and drag it to the vertical maw of jagged black teeth. Beneath his black and crimson helmet, Poughkeepsie Pete smiled. Most people said nightmare beasts looked kind of like spiders or crabs. To Pete, the thing looked like a giant tick, and ticks were born to be squished. This was the moment the stadium crowd had waited for, a heavyweight squaring off against another in a battle that might leave one of them dead. But if so, it wouldn't be Pete's mount left broken and bleeding on Smittick's Arena's packed dirt.
Kill one of mine, will you? Let's see how you bleed.
Bess, rush!
Pete's thighs pressed in against the leather saddle. He felt the power generated by the 6,500 kilos of muscle and bone beneath him. Old Bess quickened her pace. Bess, the only T-Rex in the sport of Dinolition, leaned into her sprint and roared. Pete's fingers tightened on the warhammer in his left hand. The nightmare beast closed in for a head-on collision, a single eye looking out through the thick bars of a protective visor. Pete unhooked his armored left boot from the saddle's stirrup. Scant meters before the crushing impact, Bess effortlessly shifted right so the two monsters would pass side by side. The little Quith leader reacted well, swinging his lance to drive the point into Pete's red-armored chest. Pete swung his left foot back over Bess's body, coming out of the saddle, letting the right stirrup carry all of his weight. The lance tip hissed through empty air where Pete had just been. Right hand on the saddle horn, Pete wrist-whipped his warhammer in a short circle, bringing it down on his opponent's lance, snapping the long weapon in two a good meter from the tip. Pete's strike against the lance was more distraction than disarmament, keeping the leader from recognizing Bess's simultaneous move. The T-Rex drove her wide armored head down hard against the nightmare beast's rear left leg. Plates of blue armor bent and spun free to expose the black and green carapace beneath. Black liquid sprayed out in a cloud as the leg snapped. Screeching with pain, the nightmare beast turned sharply, spinning in place like a disc anchored by three still functioning legs. The creature thrust its blocky head forward and snapped at Bess's neck with jaws that opened side to side rather than up and down. Most of the jagged black teeth scratched harmlessly against Bess's sparkling red armor, doing little more than scraping a gouge in the logos for Junkie Jin and Maddox Hover Repair. But two teeth drove through a seam in that armor and dug into the soft flesh beneath. Crimson blood flew. Bess reared back, the 6-ton T-Rex roaring in pain. Pete timed the moment of her lurch, right hand on the saddle horn and right boot locked in the stirrup. The 1-meter-tall armor-clad man waited till Bess regained control before he kicked his left leg back over the saddle and clicked it home.
Bess, fight!
Bess lunged down with all the power in her massive frame, but this time, instead of using her head as a battering ram, she opened wide her jagged maw and clamped her jaws tight on the beast's already damaged leg. At the same time, Pete, his boots locked in the armored stirrups, stood tall on the saddle and put all his weight into a swing at the nightmare beast's head. Despite everything, shivered at the shock of two simultaneous wounds. 20-centimeter teeth crunching through the beast's armor, exoskeleton, and into the flesh beyond, and Pete's warhammer smashing against the creature's left pedipalp. The alien monster screeched in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?